The reality is, in Western countries, quite often we do focus on the pursuit of happiness, as if happiness is something that we have to go out, an object that we're supposed to get, or maybe many objects. Actually, in fact, if you look in the dictionary, many dictionaries define define pursuit as to chase with hostility. Do we pursue happiness with hostility? Good question. But back to Bhutan. Bhutan's actually bordered on its north and south by 38% of the world's population. Could this little country, like a startup in a mature industry, be the spark plug that actually influences a 21st century of middle class in China and India? Bhutan's actually created the ultimate export, a new global currency of well-being. And there are 40 countries around the world today that are actually studying their own GNH. You may have heard this last fall, Nicolas Sarkozy in France announcing the results of an 18-month study by two Nobel economists focusing on happiness and wellness in France. Sarkozy suggested that world leaders should stop myopically focusing on GDP and consider a new index, what some of French are calling a joie de vivre index. I like it. Co-branding opportunities. And just 3 days ago, here at TED, we actually had a simulcast of David Cameron, potentially the next Prime Minister of the UK, actually quoting one of my favorite speeches of all time, Robert Kennedy's poetic speech from 1968, when he suggested that we're myopically focused on the wrong thing and that GDP is a misplaced metric. So it suggests that the momentum is shifting.